What are your worst college roommate horror stories? When I was a freshman, my roommate basically had his girlfriend, whose own room was on our floor, move into our small dorm. They were banging all the time for 4 solid months. I'm waking up, they're screwing. Go to sleep, screwing. Get back from class, they're screwing. It was completely out of hand. It was every day at least 5 times for months. There were empty bulk protection boxes everywhere on his side. I basically couldn't be in my room. One day, I just wanted to come home from a long day, sit down and play Mortal Kombat with my friends in my room. But you guessed it, my room was locked. I went to our lounge, dejected, and told my friends, "I really just want to walk in there, sit down and play just to spite them." One friend looked up at me and said, "Why don't you?" I was shocked. Then I nodded and said, "Yeah, why don't I? Let's go, boys." So without even knocking, 12 people followed me as I unlocked the door, walked in, refused to acknowledge them, turned on my Xbox, and we played for hours. They just sat there for a while, dumbfounded. That's the same week I changed rooms. Next one wasn't too much better, but at least I could be in it. My roommate kidnapped 2 guys and held them for ransom. One hostage was set free weeks later, while the other wasn't so lucky. The body was eventually found in a basement, buried in the ground. I rented a room in an apartment there. He lived in it before I moved in. So the cops busted in and apprehended my roommate while he was sleeping. Tried for kidnapping and manslaughter, along with a few of his other associates. This was in Ontario, Canada, around 2011-2012. I never really followed the story until after I moved the heck out, and then I learned that they were all in jail. My roommate was Sahib Malik. He seemed like a normal, nice guy. Student at the local university. Had no problems with him, aside from him using my kitchen knife without permission. My cousin is an international college student who had just moved here and barely spoke any English. He moved in with another roommate to offset the ridiculous cost of a New York apartment. His roommate met a pretty cute girl. However, he discussed it with my cousin and agreed that there was something odd about the girl. He didn't want to fully commit to a relationship just yet, but they still hooked up. My cousin also said that his roommate still talked to other girls, but didn't move further than that. One day, my cousin and his roommate were having breakfast in the kitchen. The girl had slept over the night before. The girl wakes up and goes into the kitchen and picks up a knife, and then stabs the roommate in the neck 3 times. My cousin freezes in shock, but then picks up his chair and tries to fend her away. She then takes the knife and stabs herself in the chest. Everyone survives. My cousin cried and called my dad, telling him he hates America and wants to go back to China. Well, that went a million times further than I think any of us could have predicted. As a non-American, I can neither confirm nor deny whether insane crimes of passion are a regular thing in the student dorms there. She got mad when I moved her clothes to the dryer after they'd been sitting in the washer for 1.5 days. I just set their wet clothes on top of the dryer if they didn't move them in a timely manner. If they complained, I'd just tell them I didn't know what in their wash was dryer safe. Besides, it was likely when my wash was done, their clothes would still be in the dryer anyways. I'm in college and my roommate currently likes to crank it and leave his used splooge tissues all over the floor. I've told him to clean up after himself 1 million times. No flushing or throwing them away. It grosses me out so bad and I never bring my girlfriend to the house because of it. Buy some tongs. The next time you see one, put it in a random place. Shove one in his shoe. Put some in his backpack, in the pockets of his jeans or sweaters, in between his bedsheets. Get creative, man. The B-word didn't pay rent for 3 months, and we didn't know until after our lease was up. Was just resolved 6 months ago, and I graduated 2 years ago. I will never sign a joint lease again. I had a roommate that would mix booze and pills. One night, she fell asleep with her adult fun toy doing its thing. She woke up when the batteries ran out. At least she had some fun dreams. I've never resided in a college dorm, but I just wanted to share that once I was in a Skype call with my good friend who does reside in a dorm, who left his mic on when he left for an extended period of time, allowing me and the other 2 people in our call to hear all his roommates, like 5 other guys, arguing about who ate the last Pop-Tart. It got pretty intense. Is this what dorm life is like? Freshman year college had bunk beds. Drunk roommate comes home before me. He sleeps on top. He drank too much, and he wet the bed. Like an open fire hydrant, apparently. I came home later and sat down in a flash flood puddle in my completely soaked mattress. Here's how it went. I got home, sat on bed, squish sound, butt is wet. What the frick? I feel his mattress above from where I'm sitting, and it's wet. I stand up and I look at him sleeping in soaked sheets above me. Proceed to yell at him. Needless to say, I threw it in the shower and told him to get me a new one. Apparently, this isn't that uncommon, and the magic pee theory still holds up. My favorite roommate story is from freshman year. My roommate came home drunk one night and wandered into the dorm basement. She was too drunk to find a bathroom, so she peed in the dryer. Not the washing machine, the dryer. I'm half horrified and half impressed, given the fact that it was a front loader. And in an incredible twist of fate, the next day she forgot her clothes in the washing machine. Some kind gentleman paid to put them in the dryer for her, and it just so happened that it was the one she had peed in the night before. Sometimes I think karma isn't real, and then I read a story like this. Sharon used to eat in her room and then slide the plate under her bed. She'd do this every day until my roommate and I couldn't bear the stink anymore and needed plates for our own dinner. She also regularly invited her substance-dealing boyfriend over to hang out in our apartment during the day. Several times I came home to find deals taking place in our living room. Eventually, the cops were called by one of our neighbors and we, not him, were interrogated and searched. Oh, and there's the time she left a sanitary towel sunny side up on the toilet seat in our shared bathroom. She had some kind of fungal scalp condition that caused her hair to fall out in clumps, which we would frequently have to pull out of plug holes. She then announced she had scabies, and I decided to just lock myself in my room until she moved out. Bizarrely, according to Facebook, she seems to have grown up to become a normal, functioning adult. My first roommate. Oh, the memories. Very heavy, very socially awkward, and definitely psychotic. Often mumbled to himself with shifty eyes, ate my food, and was either railing against the evils of religion or trying to get me to join the Army of the Virgin or some other Catholic sect. He often lounged about in his tighty-whities and refused to clothe himself if I had a guest or girls over. He would just sit down and put a blanket over his lap. I walked in on him cranking it or blaring adult movies a number of times with which he used my tissues. He would also have long phone arguments with his girlfriend, who according to the wallet photo he had of her, was Greedly from Captain Planet. The kicker for me was when he had a breakdown and called the RA and a counselor to talk with him while I was writing a paper. He was highly agitated and at one point said, "I just looked over at my roommate while he was asleep and I thought to myself, I should just take a knife and kill him then myself. No offense, John." I was in the zone with my paper, so I automatically replied, "None taken." Then did a double take as the horror dawned on me. Nonplussed eye contact with my RA. I noped the frick out and moved to a different floor. My roommate shaved his chest hair in the kitchen. He also had a super loud Asian girlfriend who screamed during the doing of the deed, even when we had people over. My freshman roommate installed a sliding bolt on the door to our shared room so that I couldn't enter while he was in bed with girls he brought in, which was so random I could never tell when he'd be using the room. The worst part was when I'd get back very late, wanting to get into the room and go to sleep, and he'd have me locked out in the hallway, especially when I had an early class. Even when I waited patiently in the hall, he refused to unlock the door, until one night I knocked harder and he threw a glass full of ice water in my face as he finally opened it. My roommate and his girlfriend's anniversary happened to be on Valentine's Day. On the morning of, I awoke to the smell of chocolate fondue and noticed him making chocolate-dipped strawberries. I commented on how nice he was for doing that, to which he replied, "Yeah, and if she's lucky, she'll get my chocolate-dipped wang afterwards." Now, I thought he was joking, but later that night I heard a scream, not out of the ordinary if you know what their bedroom life was like, but that's another story, followed by the door slamming. I went on with my night and figured it was not a big deal. The next morning I saw him in our kitchen and he apologized for the scream. Me being naive, I asked what had happened. His actual response was, "I wanted to give her dessert, so I poured the fondue right onto my eggplant." He then had rushed to the hospital to get his burns treated. I could never look at him or chocolate fondue the same. Well, he had an idea and he committed to it. Gotta respect that. In other news, I'm not sure I'll ever be able to eat either cheese or chocolate fondue again in my life. My freshman roommate was an okay guy, but we didn't really have a ton in common. I think the housing department matched us up simply because we both liked ska music. The guy seemed kind of asexual. He had friends but never had guests, and I couldn't tell if he was gay or straight or what. Keep in mind that in those days, even in the most enlightened circles, some people tried to stay in the closet. Now, one of the things I regret most about college was drinking to excess, and I'd get blotto where I remembered very little about the nights before. One night I was way too hammered and I don't even remember how I got back to my room. But I woke up around 4 a.m. to the oddest dream, which was that while I passed out, my roommate came over to my bed, took off his pants and climbed on top of me. In the dream, I woke up while he was pulling down my pants and I rolled over and with one solid push, shoved him across the room where he crashed into his bed in his tighty whities. I was a lot bigger and stronger than him and sent him flying. I can still see the image of him hitting his bed like it was yesterday. I went back to being passed out and later woke up remembering that weird dream. My roommate was gone, but later that day I saw him and he had a swollen lip. I'd like to give people the benefit of the doubt, so I'm not going to say for sure what happened, but a couple of weeks later, one of the guys next door asked me if I wanted to swap roommates and move into his room, and I said yes in a flash. This was 1986, by the way, in a very liberal and gay-friendly college. But even then, there was still a stigma about homosexuality. After we graduated, I heard several stories of people from college who eventually came out. I never cared, but some gay people were still nervous, and unfortunately, there were still some people who were homophobes. You can submit your own stories to be featured here on the channel. The story submission link is in the description below. And if you want to listen to some vibey music in the background, check out Easy Mode, also linked below, and subscribe. I had a roommate that cranked it constantly. I would open the door, which was an old school push combination lock, so it took a few seconds, thank God, and enter. And he'd be shutting his monitor off with his hand over his pants. This seriously happened so much that I actually had to have a talk with him about it, after bringing girls over once in a while who would catch him in the act with me and suddenly no longer be in the mood. I don't have a problem with him having a bit of fun with himself, God knows I did it too, but I would catch him twice a week. If I gave you an honest guess, I'd say that he did it more than 5 times a day. Once he did it when I was just going downstairs to the dorm vending machine. I walked down and back up in like 3 minutes and he was hiding his shame already. Freshman year, I got bunked up with an extra roommate due to over-enrollment, a cramped dorm room with 3 guys in it. For a while, things were pretty fun and we were all friends, but after about 2 months, one roommate had a few disgusting habits. First, he instead of walking literally across the hallway to the bathroom, would pee in an empty or half-empty Gatorade bottle and just let them sit in the open. That was gross. But then he started crapping in takeout boxes and letting them sit all night or day until me and the other roommate got back to yell at him. The third thing is he had a shoebox collection of used rubbers to be cranked into. The smell was so horrendous and awful, it took the RA and whoever else was in charge of housing a month to finally relocate me and the other guy and eventually kick the gross dude out. So for nearly an entire semester, at any time, you could walk into our room and see crap in a container with leftovers still in it, a mosaic of different colored pee bottles, or a soggy shoebox on his desk filled with used rubbers. He never went to class and would play video games on his computer until 5 a.m. every day. I still think back on it nearly 10 years later, and I'm blown away with how long it took for any administrative intervention to happen. I mouthed, "What the actual frick," to myself so many times while reading that. How did you cope all that time? Spent some nights in the library or couch crashing at a friend's. Sometimes yelling at him enough would get him to clean up and at least keep his nasty box locked away. But after a couple of days, he would start filling his bottles and boxes again. The guy had no shame, no hygiene, and no respect for those around him. Horrible guy destined to live in a crappy basement apartment, bouncing from one minimum wage job to the next. My roommate once invited a girl that was kicked out of her house to stay with us. Keep in mind that our dorm room was barely larger than a prison cell. I listened to them do the deed on the bottom bunk more times than I care to remember. Your roommate definitely thinks you're the crappy roommate for not leaving when they wanted to do the deed. My roommate just gave me Chipotle money when he wanted to do the deed with his girlfriend. My first year, one of my roommates had his girlfriend over for the weekend. He asked me and my other roommate last minute to clear out for 30 minutes of football Sunday, so they could just get it on. This was like the fourth time he'd asked that weekend, with us agreeing each time, but whatever. He didn't get to see his girlfriend that often, so fair enough. I leave and came back 45 minutes later. She's still there, but they're just talking and the door was open. All clear, right? Around 10 minutes later, he asks me to give them a second and I tell him I'll be in the lounge and to text me when I'm good to come back. He didn't text me. I stayed there for over an hour waiting, but once a friend walked through, I asked him to check if they were still in our room. Nope. He had just left and never told me, while I wasted an hour not watching football. He brought this up in an argument months later, saying that I was a butt for walking in well after the time he'd asked me to stay out, and that he purposefully didn't text me because he was teed off. What the frick? How am I the butthole when I agreed to every single thing he asked? How am I supposed to know that door wide open and just sitting on the bed chatting is code for stay out? Now I'm angry about this all over again. I haven't seen him around the university in forever, so I hope he dropped out. One of my roommates was accused of attempting the unspeakable act on the other during a night of drunken escapades. I had a housemate, four-person house by the way, who I asked to take care of my dog over one weekend. I never left any of the responsibilities associated with my dog up to anyone else because the rest of the guys were doing me a huge favor by letting me have him there in the first place. This one huge mate wasn't a huge fan of the dog, and when I came home after the weekend, there was crap and pee in my room where presumably my dog was kept most of the weekend. His food and water were in there too, so I guess that's something at least. He was really skittish when I went to say hi to him, so I think my housemate hit or kicked him while I was gone. I had a university flatmate who was a bit nuts. It started out with her just stealing my food. I couldn't leave anything in the kitchen for more than 12 hours or she'd have it. And then she would also put passive-aggressive notes up in our kitchen calling me a liar. I have food allergies, but apparently I was making them up. She was nasty to anyone I had over. She took all of my crockery and put it on top of the cupboards so I couldn't reach it, and I had to climb up and get it all down. She then convinced all of the guys in my flat to take the kitchen furniture and pile it outside my door so I couldn't get out of my room. I got the flu and she spent a day screaming at me through the wall while I alternately cried and slept until my parents came and drove me home. It got to the point where I was considering dropping out of university, but I asked to be put in another flat as a last resort. I got moved into a flat with five guys and it was so much messier, but so much nicer. Some people are suggesting that I did something to make her this crazy. I didn't do anything. That's why her behavior was just not understandable in any way. I had my own friends, I kept the kitchen tidy when I used it, I didn't make noise late at night, whatever. She was just looking for a punching bag. This is maybe the second video I've done on crazy flatmates, and I can reassure the author of this story that she is by no means alone in experiencing this kind of monster. They are out there. May the flying spaghetti monster help those who bring them into their homes. My second year of school, I went to an out-of-state school, and I had to get an apartment because there was no room in campus housing for transfer students. My school provided those of us with a list of other students in the same situation so that we might get together and go in on a place to live. So I ended up just doing that with my roommate. Things were great for like 2 years, and then he started going downhill. His grades were slipping, his girlfriend dumped him, and he didn't make the golf team. Poor guy. About this time, he also stopped contributing around the apartment, like cleaning dishes, taking out the trash, buying toilet paper, and other things. I finally decided to keep my own toilet paper stashed in my room in a locked cabinet. Days went by and no toilet paper showed up in the bathroom. Days turned into weeks, and weeks turned into a little over a month. One day my girlfriend was over, and she had to go to the bathroom. She finished up, washed her hands, and then went to dry her hands on the towel hanging over the toilet when I heard her freak out. The underside of the towel was covered in crap stains. My roommate had been wiping his butt with the towel above the toilet and hanging it back up. I have no idea how I could never smell it. I ended up throwing the towel on his bed and leaving him a roll of toilet paper with a note that said, "I think you need this more than I do." We never spoke again after that, and then our lease was up soon after and we parted ways. I just cannot even fathom being so depressed or whatever that I would rather wipe my butt with the same towel repeatedly than buy some frickin' toilet paper. My roommate was this geeky 400-pound guy who watched Sailor Moon in the original Japanese. He had a tiny red-headed girlfriend who regularly beat the crap out of him in daily life, and he let her. At like 6 p.m. on a Thursday, he suddenly asked me if I could vacate the dorm until 11, as they're going back to have some romantic time. I was a little teed off, he gave me no warning, but I left anyway. Got back at midnight and walked into a scene of her in black vinyl gear with a riding crop and a taxi driver's hat, riding him, with him covered in welts from head to toe. I noped the heck right out of there. I had a roommate who was racist and obsessed with World War II Germany. I thought it was just in a History Channel kind of way at first. He then chose to read Mein Kampf for a class. Then he started writing juvenile bathroom graffiti in German in the stalls. He became upset when he found out I dated a black girl in high school. Then the swastika graffiti started showing up in the dorm elevator, along with the N-word drawn in a noose. He had a knife collection. He seriously came back after the first week with an end table, folding chair, and an easy chair, despite the fact that the room had no real extra space for any of it. He smelled and tried to get rid of the room smell with a whole can of peach Renezit one day. He left food garbage in his trash, left for the weekend, and when I emptied it because it was smelling, he got mad at me for touching his stuff. He said he'd take care of me if I did it again. He said he hated kids. He was a special ed major. I asked why he'd majored in that if he hated kids, and he said, there are 52 special ed majors in this school, and I'm one of only two guys. I moved out at the start of the next semester as soon as they'd let me. I paid the extra money for a single the next year. I've just looked him up, found a picture of him in black facial makeup and some creepy black and white photos. No, there's nothing wrong with reading Mein Kampf or having a knife collection or not liking kids in and of themselves. Context, people, context. Not college roommate, but RAF trade training. My roommate came back paralytic drunk, having spewed in the sink in the block shower room until it was so full to the brim, only then to go on and have a nice long pee all over my TV and my shiny new Xbox 360. He was very apologetic the next day, as well as very hungover, which was hilarious to watch in Fizz and Inspection Parade, and he cleaned it all up, so I forgave him for the situation. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. Put the playlist on in the background to finish listening to all the stories, or if you want some vibey music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Genius, give Am I the Jerk a shot. Everything linked in the description.